call is now being recorded.
Hey everyone, it's Amy Wood. I have Richard Blackwell on the phone with me. He's the director of the Economic Alliance in Oconee County, and the airport there was flooded. I mean, flooded with planes, over 100 planes from all over the country coming to see the eclipse. Richard, what was that like?
It was amazing to see all that airport traffic. Like you said, 101 planes officially. We had individuals from Michigan, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Florida, Georgia. It seemed like just every state on the East Coast was represented today. And just a little over 400 people were on the grounds of the airport to, you know, to really view this once-in-a-lifetime event. And just the economic impact for, you know, not just Oconee County, but the entire upstate, I'm sure is just overwhelming. You know, just in our little airport, all the gas sales with all those airplanes getting refueled, and some that stayed the night, stayed the weekend. So it's just an amazing event.
Tell me this. You obviously knew a lot of them were coming, right? So you had enough fuel. It wasn't like you got surprised.
Right. We knew going into today, Monday, that there'd be about 80 individuals flying in, because typically for a Clemson home football game, there's 60 to 70 planes. So
okay.
We typically know how to manage something like that. But, you know, this one was a little over 100 planes. So the
wow.
Airport quickly turned into a parking lot.
And is this probably the most air traffic that you guys have seen at one time?
Yes, I would say this was the most, at least in recent memory, and I would say the second most was last year for the Clemson-Notre Dame game. That was very well attended. I guess that was 2 years ago now. But this was the most that we've seen.
On a personal note, I had never seen totality. You probably hadn't either. What was it like for you personally?
Words can't describe it. It's truly, you know, as you guys sum it up, once in a lifetime, because just to see it, and, you know, today was a hot day. So it was, you know, 92, 95 degrees. And then when the moon got in front of the sun, it started cooling down. It was just, you know, we were at the airport and here you see the lights on the runway start lighting up and planes start, you know, with their flashers on and stuff. So it was breathtaking. It was truly an amazing event.
Well, we appreciate you giving us this insight into the impact it's had for Oconee County. Can you put a number on it, like a ballpark figure, and like what kind of fuel sales?
I have no idea. I know it was certainly above normal because, again, with over 100 planes and then everyone having to refuel before they take off,
sure.
Truly impactful. And then if you look all across our community, I know our lakes were full of individuals on Joe Cassie and Kiwi, and then I heard up at the Chattooga River saw a lot of people. And then, you know, up at Chattooga Bell, up in Long Creek, South Carolina, that farm had 2,000 people come
wow.
to that farm just to see that event in Long Creek, South Carolina. So for Oconee County, this was truly a great Monday.
Well, happy solar eclipsing. It was a memorable once in a lifetime, something we'll never forget, you know, and we'll all remember where we were and how we saw it, what choices we made to enjoy it. And, we appreciate you letting us know how Oconee County's benefited.
Sounds good. Thank you for the coverage. And, hopefully I'll see you at the next one.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, Michael.